And on the line with me this morning is Gene Bergeson of the U.S. Forest Service in the Coishawe District. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about, let's talk about what's going on today at the Pagami Creek Fire. I know that, what's planned for action for today on that burn?
Well, today we're waiting for the weather to tell us what kind of actions we need to take. We have crews that are stationed both on the northern edge of the fire and the southern edge of the fire, and we're expecting both lines to be tested this afternoon. Our winds are going to switch. Our winds are going to pick up. We have a cold front coming in. So that's our weather situation.
And so you're going to, so either way, you've got crews to address that situation, depending upon whether which way the wind comes from. Is that what I'm hearing?
Depending upon which way the fire decides to challenge us, that's true. It's still contained within the Boundary Waters Wilderness. On the southern edge, it's getting very close to the boundary, and of course, we want to keep it within the wilderness boundary. So those folks will take action if it decides it's going to move out of that southern boundary.
Well, it's been moving, growing fairly fast, because on Saturday it was 3,200 acres, on Sunday it was 4,500 acres. What is it now?
It is over 11,000 acres.
And this is all in the wilderness?
That's correct.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about the plan here. I mean, is there a lot of dead and down material in that area?
Well, it's actually not an area that was affected by what we're referring to as the blowdown from a few years ago, but all of the Boundary Waters has not seen a lot of fire through it, and the reason for allowing these fires to do some burning and take more of a monitoring position is two things. First of all, the difficulty in getting in there to fight fire. Secondly, is allowing some of that natural downed fuel to be burned up in a monitored status so that we don't have tremendous wildfires in the future.
Well, when you talk about monitoring, I'm assuming you're talking about both on the ground and in the air. What kind of personnel do you have on this fire?
Okay, right now we have two 20-person crews and one 10-person crew and a number of assorted individual other folks on the ground. And again, because it is a wilderness, everybody we put on the ground has to canoe in. So, you know, it's not like you can quickly mobilize and put resources in there. So we have to have them positioned ahead of time. In the air, we have two helicopters available to us. We have one single-engine air tanker, better known as a SEAT, and one of our 215 water-scooping aircraft. And yesterday, we actually used two 415s from Canada to stop the spread of the fire in the direction they didn't want it to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this change in the weather, have you got any real concerns?
Of course, we have concerns when we're talking 20 to 30-mile-an-hour winds, and we're talking switching winds. Our number one thing is still safety of the people that are on the fire line, as well as safety of the users that might be in the area. So, you know, everybody got a heads up this morning from the firefighting standpoint, and we're closely watching it with our aircraft available if they need to be in. We have moved people out of the area that have been canoeing and hiking in the area to back to what we consider a safe distance from the fire. Several entry points around the area are closed, and this morning fire restrictions went into effect in the entire Boundary Waters canoe area.
And those restrictions are between 6 in the evening and midnight. NOAA is the only time for campfires, right?
That's correct.
Now, explain to me why that particular time frame. Is that because wind, moisture, what?
Well, a couple of things. We all know that the humidity recovery usually starts about sunset and continues through the evening. The second thing is our temperatures usually go down, so those are two key factors in fire moving. And we know that people that use the Boundary Waters like to sit around the campfire at night, and we like to be able to allow them to do that as long as it's in a safe manner.
But we can still use stoves, gas stoves, propane stoves, that kind of thing, right?
That's correct.
And keep it in the fire ring.
Correct.
Okay. One thing I've noticed in the past, on and off, depending upon their popularity, there are solid fuel stoves. Are those allowed or not?
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Okay. So looking ahead, any particular time we should be looking at to get back in touch with you because of the weather, or we just wait to see how the weather goes?
Well, we just have to wait and see how the weather goes. If we get through today, the weather is going to turn in our favor. It's going to be considerably cooler for the rest of the week. So you could give us a call later this afternoon, and we'll probably have a better idea what today is going to bring.
Okay. We've been talking with Gene Bergerson, from the you're with the Kowishewe District, right?
Correct.
And the information officer. Okay. We'll get back to you later.
All right.
And bringing up to date on what's happening here in the Gunflint and Tofte districts with terms of fire, spoke with Gunflint Information Officer Marianne Grossman this morning. And what I'm hearing from her is there are quite a number of small half-acre size fires in the Boundary Waters. Horn Lake is one, and Skipper Lake is another 9 mile. And then there's Lake 1, or Lake 12, excuse me. Those are all very small. Van Lake is about a 2 to 3 acre fire. And this is all from surveillance from the air. So there are lots of little fires. They're being watched from the air by the Forest Service beavers. And at this point, they're not contributing anything at all to the smoke that you're seeing and possibly smelling. So that's the update we have from our own area. Again, the Pagami Lake fire is in the Kowishewe District, and we just spoke with Gene Bergerson, their information officer, and we will follow that fire and get back to you later with more information.